You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And speaking of for the ages, I have Lucy Pollock from Beatwix here. How are we doing this morning, G?
Good. A bit cold, but good otherwise.
A bit cold up in Pornicke?
Yeah, actually, I shouldn't be saying that because it's probably worse down in Otipon.
Yeah, it's not much better here, eh? It's a little bit crisp, but it's not raining, which is nice for a change. It's not raining.
Nice, that's good.
What's the Wellington winter like so far?
It's actually really nice. And a lot of the time I open my door and I'm like, wow, I like this. Mm-hmm. Apparently, this year's been a bit like less intense than last year and then like other years, so I'm just like enjoying having more sun and being able to wear shorts sometimes.
Gangster
is the vibe.
Short weather is nice in wintertime. So we're here talking about your latest release, Mind Block.
Yes, indeed.
This, you know, there's a lot of songs these days about how it's so hard to make friends, so I'm really glad to see a song from you about how easy it is to make friends. You know, on the reprise, you're like, making friends is really easy.
Yeah.
how easy is it to make friends?
Well, if there are blocks and puzzles involved, it's super easy.
Uh-huh.
In my experience.
Yeah. You know from your Minecraft, extensive Minecraft days as well.
Yes, I do, actually. I used to have a lot of friends on Minecraft back in the day when I was in high school. You know, maybe my friendships at school weren't going quite as well, but I had my Minecraft online friends, and that was important.
A good block-based relationship. I like that.
Yeah.
But this song, Mind Block, it kind of uses, I guess you'd say, just a narration. You're reading an old school report card, correct? Was it from kindergarten or primary?
From like preschool and kindergarten.
Oh, whoa. And it's talking about how, like, you've got all these certain behaviors, which in retrospect makes sense that you are like autistic, right? That's the whole gist of the song.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had these really like sad lyrics that I put together when I went for a walk in Port Chalmers once and like looked down at where they were stacking all of the containers. Mm-hmm. And I just like, for some reason, made this whole metaphor about stacking things and that being related to my emotions and it being, but it was like really sad. But I was like, this is honestly quite an autistic thing, just like watching these things being stacked. And then I had to look through a whole bunch of school reports, for like my assessment, and one particular thing really stood out to me. It was like, Lucy is empowered and is receptive and enjoying the responsibility of helping others with puzzles and blocks, counting as they do it, because that's like the only way they could get me to interact with other kids was if I was like doing puzzles with them. So basically, probably honestly, just like paying more attention to the task and being like, oh, I guess I'll like put up with you being around. And I'm like, yeah, so I'm like, that's pretty telling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's a line in there about repeating certain puzzles as well. Likes to repeat certain puzzles. Occasionally does new ones, but mostly repeats the same ones.
Yeah.
Oh, that was crack up. And then the...
Just like, yeah.
Oh, what's that? And then the...
Oh, yeah, just like, doing the same thing over and over again.
And then speaking of more blocks, the cover image of this EP single release is you as a kid in front of a bunch of bricks, which you've stacked into a kind of staircase shape.
Yeah, because that's what I did for fun. Mm-hmm.
Stack things. classic. Now, you used some of the... to make some of the noises on this latest track, you used a Nintendo DS, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Have you thought of upgrading to a 3DS?
To a 2DS?
To a 3DS?
No, Well, I actually have thought about upgrading to a DSI because I found on this like weird forum once online about, because apparently there's actually just like this kind of small group of people that do really, I mean, I'd be included. I don't know why I'm saying this weird forum and I'm definitely like a
this part weird
of
forum
this
for weirdos who make bad music. Anyway,
yeah,
like, here's my chiptune music.
Yeah, like these people who, yeah, make music on this specific program and then being like, because they're like, yeah, there's a problem with the bass, you know, but like when I played it on a DSI, it's definitely a hardware, not a software issue. And I have been meaning to like upgrade to a DSI to see if that's the case.
Crack
but
up.
I haven't got around to it.
Crack up. Crack up. DSI. What does the I mean? Informative? Information? Intelligent?
I have no idea, but it has a camera on it.
That's cool.
Which is kind of fun.
I rate that. I rate that a lot. So maybe a DSI in the future. Have you recorded any new songs in Ponicky?
I actually recorded the vocals for this one here. Because I recorded the other stuff, I think, back in Dunedin, like at R flat.
Yeah. Shout out, Lock Street.
Fun. Yeah, and like mixing it on the couch and stuff. And actually, the idea, when I first came up with the song, this one specifically, for some reason, I was like walking through our kitchen and came up with the idea for it. Mm-hmm. And then, because I was listening, I'd been listening to a podcast about Blue Monday by New Order, so it kind of sounded a bit like new wavy, but then I was like, it needs to be weirder, so I added like some weirder noises in the rest of the synth, but... I recorded the vocals when I was here because I hadn't finished the lyrics. I've just started recording some new stuff because I was kind of wanting to wait until after the tour, but now I'm like, nah, I want to start doing some stuff now because it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to the tour in a second, but I'm curious, being in Ponicky, has that affected how you... Has it provided much inspiration or affected how you write or approach songs, being in entirely new surroundings, you know? Because you were in Dunedin for, like, all of your life, so now in a new city, I'm curious, has that changed your artistry at all, or creativity?
Well, actually, a lot of the songs that I'm recording are ones that I still wrote when I was in Dunedin.
True.
I mean, I haven't written, I mean, like, the musical content, but I still have some lyrics. I guess not really, like, there's not much, like, music stuff, I guess, that's necessarily been different from in Dunedin, but like, I mean, I haven't been able to like go out for like the past month because I had glandular fever, so I feel like I haven't really been able to like go out heaps to experience the music scene, but I feel like there's things that I've learnt just generally having moved city that are affecting the way that I approach music. I guess I'm trying to think of some examples. I don't know, like, or just like even having a little bit of a break since I last mixed stuff. Like, I started recording something and I'm like, actually, I'm gonna try just keep this as raw as I can, because I think when I was mixing the other stuff, I was still like coming out of, I was like studying some music production stuff, and I feel like that has a very commercial approach of like trying to make everything sound like clean and perfect. And I'm like, actually, I feel like this music has something in it that's like, you know, part of its merit is not being clean and perfect.
A bit
and
dirty.
And I kind of want to,
keep
that a bit more and just like try to get less. I mean, I probably will get stuck on things, but I feel like. And when I was mixing the last album, kind of, I would get like, and it's because I was just also learning to mix, but I'd get really stuck on things and kind of just like keep trying to like do something without really having an idea of what I was doing. And I think I've learnt the importance of having a break is something that has been, important, I think, to my process.
Yeah, I think that speaks to the actual song name itself, Mind Block. It can't, you know, not being able to get over a certain creative barrier. Now you do have a tour coming up relatively soon.
Yes.
June is like 2 days away. I can't believe June is 3 days away.
Yeah, neither. God,
the year is going too fast.
Well, you have a tour coming up very soon. Four-date tour, yep. Starting in Palmy, then going down to Ponikē, Otipoti, and Tamaki Makaurau. When are you coming... Oh, sorry. Where are you coming to in Dunedin? And do you have any supporting acts?
Pardon?
Do you have any supporting acts?
Yes, Hoha and Ikare.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So that should be fun. And I'm going to be playing at yours, which I'm very excited to play at yours again. I do miss that place.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, have you got much... I guess it's pretty well spaced out, so you can kind of go between places all the time, which is good.
Yeah, and... Like, going up to, Palmy, like, Te Papa Ioia isn't too far from here. Like, it's just, like, a bus ride for, like, 2 hours or something, which isn't that bad. And then just stay a night and then come back and bus back the day after. And then, Tamaki Makaurau is a bit more of, like, a journey. But really, it's, like, not too bad and spaced out, which is nice.
Cool. And how long are you going to be in Dunedin for?
Can't remember, but okay. I think it's like a few days.
Okay, cool. We'll have to arrange hangs at the flat.
Yes. Yeah, because
Excellent stuff. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Lucy, aka Brett Bewick.
Yes. Yeah, it was nice. Thanks for having a chat.
Of course. Anytime, G. Take care.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya, bye. Alrighty, that was Lucy Pollock, a.k.a. Beatwix, coming in for a yarn about their latest single, Mind Block, which we are about to play for you. And then after that, we've got a korero with one of the Critic writers, Hugh, coming on to talk about the latest issue of The Critic, but that'll be coming up soonish. So here's Beatwix with Mind Block. You're listening to The Late Breakfast Show on Radio 1. Take care.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.